The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Jyoti Ma, the founder of the Fountain.Earth, which offers projects and programs to catalyze the process of unification and restoration of Mother Earth. And Jyoti, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. I hope you're doing well and that all your listeners are staying safe and healthy.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And same to you and everybody else that's associated with the fountain. We're certainly dealing with some strange times these days, that's for sure. Well, good. You know, it's a real pleasure to have you with us today. And one of the things that's really interesting to us is that you are actually an internationally renowned spiritual teacher. So before we talk about the fountain, we'd love to hear more about yourself and your background.
Well, I know we don't have much time, so I'm just going to give you a brushstroke of that. I would like to say that I'll introduce myself first as a grandma and as a mother and a sister and an auntie and a woman of heart that's following a spiritual path that was ignited in me some over 40 years ago. Really, when I was born, it was with me, but it really got lit up about 40 years ago. I'm 72 now. And so the way it got my path opened and my instructions started to bring me into more of the world stage, it was to first say, it's time for you to help with cultivating consciousness in individuals. And once that's done, then it's time for you to start to help cultivate spiritual communities around the world that are based on those original principles and follow a way of life that the Earth and the way her protocols have taught us since the beginning of time. And once that happens, then it was time to activate the wisdom of our indigenous leaders and teachers and our original caretakers of this Earth through the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers. And then once that was really opening doors and opening ways and helping us begin to remember who we truly are, then she handed me the last seed, which was to activate the fountain to restore an economic model that was based on reciprocity and collaboration and guided by nature and the sacred. And I'm in the process now, after 8 years of activating that last seed, that we're in the process in a very timely way to activate that model of collaboration and reciprocity based on original principle to go forward. And of course, it's her timing is always unique and right on. So here we are landing after 8 years of opening that seed to sit down and look at how the economy of life cares for itself so we can sustain it over time. And so the next generations can have this healthy creation to walk around in and have a relationship with. So we're here right now on the being postured in many dialogues across the planet with many different organizations and philanthropists and movements that are really following the instruction of Mother Earth so that we can move through this time of great, great change and land things in a formidable way and a way that gives the world a choice about how to walk differently on the Mother Earth.
I love it. That is what an awesome mission there. And in many ways, I'm sure you speak about this quite often, is, you know, the current capitalist system, while everybody needs it to survive, it's certainly not working. Or as it is with many, many faults, and often Mother Earth does get disregarded in the process, as we all know. And it seems, and I'd love your take on this, with the COVID-19 pandemic, with the economy on pretty much shut down, we're seeing Mother Earth bounce back very quickly in certain areas in terms of less pollution and stuff like that. How do you see COVID-19 playing out with your mission? Because it seems like this might be an opportunity, right, for resetting.
It's a great question. And the way you led into it, I also want to address. I want to say that the Earth herself has given prophecy to our original people, the First Nation peoples of this planet. And in that prophecy, there is instruction with how to walk through these times. So several years ago, we were given such a prophecy. And we were told by the Kogi, and some of you may have heard of them, there are four original peoples that live in Colombia in the La Sierra. And some probably 40 or only 45 years ago, they were instructed by the earth to come down out of their villages, which had not been touched by the West at all, because their younger brother was getting lost. And so they brought some of this instruction to start to share and move around the planet with the indigenous population, but also amongst us all, because we're in a time of unification. We're a time where all nations must come and sit together and collaborate and create a unified nation for the Mother Earth. So for this species, human species, to survive here during this great time of what they call the great time of the turning. So their instruction was, that was given to us several years ago, was that the ending was falling into the beginning. And the beginning would roll out in 2026. Now, that's not very many years ahead of us. It would be heralded out and carried. This beginning would be carried by those organizations, individuals, initiatives, and movements that were based on original principle. That original principle being heart, collaboration, reciprocity, unity, and all life is sacred. We were told it was very important to watch the ending so that we stayed informed, but we must focus on that which is breaking through and to stay in the present moment, because that would help us embrace what we need to do right now, not to run ahead of the instruction, but to stay in the moment with the instruction and follow as it was given to us by the Mother Earth through her original caretaker peoples. So that's what we've been doing. So when we landed here in this moment with the coronavirus, it had been prophesied about. We have been preparing for it for many, many generations to stand here right now in the middle of this big turning. I know there's lots of stories about where it came from or how it came from or any of those, but more important, it's to look at possibly that it is a moment, as you said, where we're going to have to make some big changes and we're going to have to make some big choices as a human species on this planet. So what we're looking at now is that she unplugged us, and through all of this, there is a Mother Earth delegation of United Indigenous Nations that has come together. It came together in London in September through a really direct moment that really got us all to see it was time to stand up. The Mother Earth said, you have to move over here and listen to me, realign yourselves with your original purpose now. And through that delegation, some of the delegates said, when all banning on travel, we were supposed to be meeting in Stockholm in March, this March. One of the delegates that comes out of the Aborigine from Australia said, it's time to sit in our zero points. It's time to light our home fires for our families, ourselves, our communities, and that will reinstate our sovereignty with all nations. And then we must look carefully at how do we go forward to preserve and care for the ecosystems that are here on this planet, because 80% of the ecosystems on this planet are cared for by our original peoples. So we must next, our next steps will be is how do we secure and sustain those ecosystems if we want our human species to survive on this planet. So in this great moment of purification that the coronavirus has brought into us, she unplugged us. We're in our zero points, and soon she will plug us back in. And when that happens, we're told that we will all go through a global recalibration, if you will, realigning ourselves with that original mission and our soul's purpose as a people to walk with those original laws of nature so that all life is sacred, so that we are collaborating with reciprocity, so that life feeds itself, so life can feed us, and so the circle of life can move. And so that's where we're poised right now, so that when that moment where we plug back in and the world has to make a big choice, are they going to go back over there to the system that's ending, falling down? Or are we going to align ourselves with that which is breaking through and leading us forward in our time to a new story, actually back to restoring and returning to the original story that the earth holds for herself.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Thank you for that rundown there. I certainly hope it the replugging back in goes with that original vision of doing that. And I'm seeing it at least from young people. I have children and they're, you know, it's a challenging time for them as well, but they certainly love and respect Mother Earth. And they're excited about less pollution and they're reading all the news stories and stuff like that. Do you think that young people, children are going to be very important and vital into making sure we stay on the right path when we plug back in through Mother Earth.
Absolutely. You know, in our indigenous pattern or way of life, those young ones are the ones coming behind the old ones, and they're stepping up near them so that they can practice and understand these laws of nature, so they can keep them, so life can be sustained in the right way. And that's already happening. Our next generation are already coming to our circles. Many of them across this planet are kind of standing up and giving voice for Mother Earth, aren't they? This young girl out of Sweden is one of those great players on this stage. There are other young people called the Guardians of Life that are bringing kids together of many, many ages all over the planet in the millions in order to find how to continue to give voice for the Mother Earth and to do it in a way that models a different way. It's not about fighting for peace anymore. It's about being peace. It's not about fighting establishment anymore. It's about realigning ourselves to the original structures that know how to sustain this planet. That's really where we're at. And certainly our kids are the ones that will carry the legacy of what we do right now and what we choose to do right now, because we are at a choice point.
Yeah, we are. That's great. Now, tell us about the Fountains programs. I think you have sacred economics, sacred lands, sacred cultures, et cetera. Tell us about a little, let's go a little bit more into the fountain, if you will.
Well, throughout this, I've been sharing a bit of how it is ministering to the process we're in. And our goals are for that sacred economy to flow into our sacred lands. So we are really restoring them and keeping them safe and starting to administer to systems of those original times that will maintain and sustain ecosystems so the earth can breathe and continue to move herself, because she's evolving too. We all are. And that then flows into preserving and sustaining the original root cultures that know how to maintain those original spaces and bases on her planet. Some of what's happened over our history is that she has sacred sites all over herself, just like we have acupuncture points all over our body. So we've gone and put things on top of those sites. We've restricted our indigenous people that know how to pray and to hold ceremony to keep those sites open and free so Mother Earth can breathe and keep her esoteric body full of life and vigor, so that we will also have that space inside our physical bodies in the same way. So right now, there are many initiatives led by our indigenous people all over the planet that are now working to preserve those sacred sites, to open those sacred sites so that she can breathe more freely, our Mother Earth. I mean, if you want to take a moment and look at it, you can look at last year, the fires went through across the planet. And now this year, the fire is going through our lungs the same way it went through the Mother Earth's lungs. We might need to take a moment and realize we are a reflection of what she's having happen to her. If there's a truth in that, then our work needs to be, how do we restore her and help her heal those places that have been damaged and bring right balance back onto her skin and in her body? When that happens, it will be reflected in the mirroring of that happening in our own physical bodies and in our own life and ways of life that can become more sustainable. It's really not about, we've got to move away from concepts of extracting into restoring.
Excellent. Great rundown there. I'd like to shift here for a second. So you have a really, really awesome website. I love the design. I love kind of the stars and the universe here that showcase it here when you first go to thefountain.earth. And your website is, the URL is thefountain.earth. Why did you all choose to use a .earth domain name?
Because we are one of the voices for Mother Earth, and her instruction and everything that constructed that website through the work that we are doing and that we brought into full form, it's through following the instruction of Mother Earth as given to us by her original caretakers. From its inception, it has been that way.
That's great. I love it. And our podcast series, as you know, is called Voices.Earth. And you saying that you all are a voice of Earth is just a nice, beautiful coincidence there. That's fantastic.
I really don't believe in coincidence. I think it's a synchronicity that validates the work you're doing and I'm doing and many others on this planet are doing. And I leap up in joy when I get to have this level of conversation. So thank you for all your work.
No, thank you. And likewise, Jyoti, we feel the exact same way with all the great things you're doing. And speaking of great things you all are doing, what does the future hold for The Fountain?
Well, I think I've poised us in the middle of this amazing creative moment that all of us are in right now across this planet. Many of us have been working on things for 30, 40 years, and we're realizing we're stepping in the same room with each other, and we brought a piece of the puzzle together. Now, if we can each sit in this round circle, so there is equalized power on all levels, then we share the piece of the puzzle we've been cultivating for these 30, 40, 50 years. Then we'll be able to see all the puzzle pieces and boom, they can come together and reveal what we've all been carrying towards this moment that we're poised in right now. So out of that, the Mother Earth delegation is kind of leading that direction that we're in this present moment. And you can go and through our website, you can watch and listen to some of the prayers and the original language that they shared in their holy songs, and also some of the messages they brought from Mother Earth right now for how we can walk through this moment we're in right now, following that original instruction. And as we do, we will see that we're going to have a different rhythm and we're going to have a different way of following life, instead of trying to control it or re-navigate it or rezone it or all these political posturing pieces that we've done up till now. And it's not to make anything wrong, because we lived up to this moment now so we could be here now in this great turning time. It's just the ending of a period and it's the beginning of a new one.
Oh, that's great. You know, again, I really enjoyed our time today. And I think we've covered off on a lot of great stuff. And I think as we talked about before we actually hit the record button, we could probably talk for 2 hours about all of this great stuff. I certainly could. But for the benefit of today's podcast, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I would just like to leave by saying it's time to be the peace we've been praying for. And I'm so thankful that you and your work and so many of us are discovering each other so we can fully collaborate in this moment of being the peace we've been praying for. Let it be that way.
That's awesome. I love it. What a wonderful way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth interview with Jyoti Ma, who is the founder of The Fountain, which offers projects and programs to catalyze the process of unifying and restoring Mother Earth. And she was kind enough to share some insights about the very special turning point that we are faced right now and what the future could potentially hold for us and for a more healed Earth and a more healed society overall. And Jyoti, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.